I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Knicks back in action tonight. Really, really hoping that Jalen Brunson will be playing. Of course, he missed a game against the Pelicans with the neck spasms, and they just have no business beating anybody when he is out of the lineup along with everybody else, meaning Anunoby and Hartenstein and Julius Randle, of course. So, got to have him in the mix to have a shot as they play the Warriors. This is one of those games that you circle on the schedule if you are a Knicks fan and you like going to games to have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson coming to the Garden. But, man, things are so tight in that Eastern Conference, man, that it is. And you got back-to-back games against two very, well, not back-to-back, tonight and then Sunday. You have to travel to Cleveland after this against two very good teams. And the longer that this goes, that this team is shorthanded, the scarier it gets. They should be. If they were healthy, they'd be the two seed. I am fully confident in saying that. If they were healthy, they'd be the two seed right now. And because of all the injuries and how shorthanded they are in jeopardy of falling out of a locked-in playoff spot and down into that play-in tournament, which would be just a shame. But get healthy, and you can play with anybody. You can beat anybody. So it'll be real curious to see who is healthy and who is playing tonight against Golden State.
You know, right now the Cavaliers are in the two spot,
yep.
And they lost last night. I mean, they lost a game that they shouldn't have lost, and they got beat pretty good. It kind of just goes to show you that all these teams are kind of jumbled up, but Boston is on a heater, and, you know, so is Milwaukee all of a sudden. They have now won three in a row.
Yeah.
And maybe they're figuring Doc Rivers out. Who knows? But Miami has won five in a row.
Yep, they're right by that pesky Miami.
Right, so you look, the injuries are killers, and without Jalen Brunson, you know, I don't, against good teams, they're not going to have a chance. I mean, you know, because he takes basically the load on himself and takes all the pressure off of everybody else, and everybody can play off of him.
Yep. And he is, of course, the engine, and anytime he's on the court, you feel like they have a real shot. But, yeah, this is an alarming time for this team when you felt like you were on top of the world after the Anunoby trade, and they were playing the best basketball we've seen them play in years, and then all of a sudden, bang, Randle, bang, Anunoby, then just on and on and on. So, and you don't get a lot of updates either. You really don't. Now, Anunoby's around the corner, hopefully maybe next week. That's what they're saying, but you're not getting a lot of updates on Julius Randle right now.
Well, again, I think it's still at least 6 weeks away.
Six weeks?
Yep, if he comes back and plays.
Six weeks is the middle of April.
I know, and then I told you, if he does come back and play, is he going to have to play with a harness? Is his shoulder going to be totally sound? Is he going to be 90%? You know, that's a very painful injury, and you know, how is he going to play when he comes back? Is he going to be the same Julius Randle that he has grown into? Is it going to be physical? Because that's what he's always been. And, you know, guys coming off of injuries, especially within the season, and it's an injury like that, I just think, you know, I don't know what kind of player we're going to get back.
6 weeks is April 11th, by the way. So we'll have baseball at that point.
I know.
College basketball, you know, champion, and probably.
Basically, what you got to hope is that the Knicks, look, I think they're good enough to beat any of these teams, maybe with the exception of Boston, although they give Boston fits.
Yeah.
But I no matter where they are in the playoffs, they can beat whoever they play. As long as they don't have to open with Boston in the playoffs.
And by the way, if let's just say that you nailed it right on the dot, 6 weeks, April 11th, the Knicks will be at the Celtics for their third-to-last regular season game of the year. So if you're telling me that they're in the top six,
yes,
and they could survive in there, and Julius Randle comes back that game, and you have three games, you'd have the Celtics, the Nets, and the Bulls to get ready for the postseason and get him back in conditioning shape and all of that, then, you know, I guess I would take it if the other option is season-ending surgery.
Yeah, I think he could be doing, even with his shoulder the way it is, he right now should be able to do some sort of conditioning.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not full on running and all that other stuff to jar the shoulder, but I think he could, there's a lot of things he could do to kind of keep his legs fresh and make sure that when he does come back that, you know, he is somewhat close to 100%. But again, I just don't know how he is going to play when he comes back because that injury is so painful and so significant. And whether or not it's totally 100% solid.
And the Rangers get right back on track after that loss to Columbus. Now they beat them again in the second game of that two-game series, if you will. And the trade deadline is coming up. And you have been saying now for a couple of weeks that the team and the roster as presently constituted is not, in your opinion, a Stanley Cup winning team, and what they do and what Chris Drury does at the deadline will determine whether or not they're going to make that long run in the postseason or not. So that's going to be really, really fascinating. And then, of course, too, you know, what do the Devils and Islanders do with the trade deadline? And the Devils, of course, you've been linking them to the Calgary goaltender, and the Islanders are right on that cusp, man. And, of course, playing Detroit.
I think if they lose tonight.
Which is against Detroit, who is in one of those two wild cards.
They're surging right now. Detroit is.
Yep.
You know, they had a good win down in Dallas for the Islanders. But, you know, my sense, and again, I don't have any inside information. I do not talk about this with Matt because that's not my go-to place. It's not my team. It's his team. But I do think, I mean, realistically, when you start thinking about things, you start thinking about, you know, offloading players who are in the last year of their contracts and bringing back assets and trying to rebuild the team to move forward. That's the smart and prudent and practical thing to do in this sport. And, you know, we often talk about players getting traded and this and that. You don't realize what happens, you know, to what's going on behind the player.
Yeah.
So I'm sure... My daughter is probably sitting on pins and needles, wondering about whether or not, you know, Matt will be traded, or they'll turn it on and they'll win tonight, and somehow Lou Lamoriello can foresee the future and feel like, you know, maybe we can win here. I don't necessarily know that that's the case. I'm not really sure what the case is, but I know for my team, the Rangers, who have been playing great hockey in February, Shesterkin's back doing what he's doing. You got to be honest, man. You got to know that these other teams that are around you, whether it be the Hurricanes, the Panthers, the Maple Leafs, the Bruins, you know, these teams all have big time offensive stars, and you got to make sure that you have defensive stars or defensive type players that can stop them.
Yeah,
and you also have to get number one right wing to get Mika going. You know, Mika's your number one center, does a lot of stuff. He's on the ice a lot. He's penalty killer, power play, first line centerman. You know, they need somebody on that right side that is going to be a scorer and is going to be able to keep up with both. I know who I'd like. I don't know whether or not they can afford him or whether or not, you know, Chris Drury's going to want to give up some certain amount of assets to get some people. But I still think they need just a couple of trades.
Well, who would you like?
Well, if I had my druthers, I would like I'd like to bring Vetrano back, and I'd like Adam Henrique.
Okay.
Those would be the two players that I personally would like, and I know other fans would like to bring back Duclair, or there's other players out there, whether it be Wenberg from Seattle, but I would like somebody like a Vetrano to go up on the first line, and then somebody like Henrique to center the third line. That's what I would like, and now I'd say, okay, Jimmy Vesey can get moved down a little bit. He can be more effective. He doesn't have to play on the top line. I mean, and he's been a, you know, for the amount of money he's making this year, he's been a good, really good player for the Rangers. But I just, I just think that they still have to add. If they want to try to beat whoever they're going to have to beat and go through here in the Eastern Conference, if they do get finally through that, whoever is coming out of the Western Conference is going to be loaded, whether it be the Avalanche, the Oilers, it could be the Vegas Golden Knights or the Vancouver Canucks. You look at those four teams and you're like, okay, if we're going to see them in the Stanley Cup final, if we make it there, they all have superstars on their teams. Like, our team is good. We have really good players. Our best player is probably our goalie when he plays the way he's played through February. But we got good players, and I guess Panarin's a superstar. But, you know, playoff hockey's a little bit different for a guy the way he plays with the open ice. There's not as much open ice in the playoffs.
Yep.
You got to be a little bit more straight ahead as opposed to side to side.
Now, let's say, God forbid, Matt gets traded to, like, Edmonton. Does Sydney pack up the two girls and go out to live in an apartment in Edmonton till the end of the season? I hope not.
Well, I mean,
I know you want to be with the husband, but my God.
When he's in school, you know, so.
Yeah, right.
The kids always come first.
Yep.
Whatever is best for them is really, I would think. I don't want to speak for them, but.
No, I know. I understand.
But if you told Matt, like, hey, you're going to get a chance to play with Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl.
Yeah,
are you going to be on that team, or are you going to be on a team? I don't know. Look, there's, like I said, five teams out there, including Dallas, who they just beat the other night, who are probably looking to add players that the Islanders have because of the way that they do play. So,
yeah,
you want grinders and you want guys who know how to play in the playoffs. And that's one thing you say about this entire Islander team, because they've been in the playoffs, for the last 5 or 6 years.
What's the worst city to be traded to? Edmonton, Winnipeg, or Ottawa?
I actually like Ottawa. Been to Ottawa.
Really? I thought it was just old banks.
Yeah, but it's a nice city. I liked it. We went for a tournament up there, so I kind of liked Ottawa. I would think, you know, Winnipeg's got a good team, too. You know, they're another one.
Yeah, but just forget about that for a second.
Cold in Winnipeg.
Edmonton's
the farthest away. I mean, of course. Yeah. You know? But it is the home of Wayne Gretzky and Mark Messier, man. They did some special things out there.
So if you were a hockey player at the trade deadline and they came to you and said, all right, we got two places for you to go, just based on the cities. Just based on the cities. Edmonton or Winnipeg? Which one are you taking?
I'm going to Edmonton just because Connor McDavid's out there.
I said forget about the teams based on the cities.
I can't.
Based on the cities.
I haven't been to either city, so I couldn't tell you, but I do know that every time it seems like the Rangers are in Winnipeg, it's freaking snowing.
Yeah. Ugh, a miserable place.
I would say, all right, so you have Dallas, Colorado, Las Vegas, Edmonton, Vancouver, which is a very nice,
beautiful city.
I've been there.
I didn't put Vancouver and Calgary in there because I feel like they're really nice.
And Winnipeg. So those, I would say, are probably the six best teams out west.
Yeah.
And you're thinking that if Lou Lamoriello is going to trade, you know, he's not trading Matt Martin to the Rangers.
Well, Brian in Rockland would like that to happen. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Boom, I was just wondering, would that cause a problem for you? Would you be against the Rangers going out and getting Matt Martin? Because I think he'd be a great fit for them.
Believe you me, if he went out, they traded him to the Rangers, I would have a Matt Martin Ranger jersey on the next day, and I would have my granddaughter in one as well.
Well, I hope it happens, Boom.
Lou's going to screw me. I just know it.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be fascinating to watch. Now I'm like on high alert. Now that we're talking about this, I don't want him going to Edmonton.
We got another week. We got about 8 days now, and they'll figure something out. And they have, you know, just got to win the games. Like if they win, then maybe they don't trade and they say, hey, we can get in, and with our goalie and our defense and with some of our healthy players back, we can beat anybody.
Let's go to Ed in Pennsylvania. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, listen, I don't know if you guys are aware of it or not, but around 7:20. During the reports that come in from the NFL Combine,
yeah,
a sports reporter by the name of Jocina Anderson.
Jocina Anderson.
Yeah, we know who she is. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't know if you caught it or not, but what she was wearing, since you guys were talking about what guys are wearing,
yeah,
as far as uniforms are concerned. My question to you guys is, what is proper attire for like a sports reporter?
I mean, proper attire, that's whatever.
Big,
you
ample cleavage.
I mean, like,
oh, really?
I would.
Yeah, actually, when I saw it, I even said to Eddie, look what we got going on over here.
Really? Well, it was that much?
What do we got going on? What happened?
Well, it was during the, it was a CBS Sports report.
Okay.
It was just,
Stephen, you got that? Yeah. Stephen Waldron, you got the Josina Anderson clip so we can properly answer the caller's question? I just want to be informed of what's going on here. Now, thank goodness, I am, all right, oh, there she is. Huh.
Oh, my.
I mean, that's, first of all, she looks great. We have to say that. Looks very, very pretty. And she looks like she was wearing some sort of almost like a lingerie push-up situation there.
Yeah.
Was she not? Am I describing that okay?
It was like a bustier?
A bustier. It was like a corset type
corset,
of thing.
Corset, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, it looked like a Victoria's Secret corset thing. I mean, I don't know. It's luckily, I'm not someone who's in charge of those things, like
well,
what's a proper attire is.
Her microphone was kind of like shielding some of it.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever you want to wear.
I don't care.
And the thing that I was, exactly, I don't care. Whatever you want to wear. Just go out there, wear whatever
just
you want to wear.
Just look somewhat professional.
Look like a pro.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Male, female, look like a pro. Wear what you want to wear. I'm not going to sit there and critique it. The only reason we talk so much about the pants was they weren't supposed to be see-through in Major League Baseball.
True.
They were, and they looked like completely chintzy and terrible. So, like, that's a totally different thing than someone choosing to show themselves. These Major League Baseball players didn't want to show the world their balls.
You know, I asked Matt Olson that of the Braves yesterday.
Pants?
Yeah, he didn't seem to have a problem with it because there was one time when he was 3.5 years old and he was playing first base and he was the only one that could catch the ball. That's why he was playing first base. He made wee in his pants.
Did he?
Yeah, and the coach asked his mom, look, don't take him off the field. Just leave him on the field.
With wee-wee?
Yeah, and they did.
Huh.
And he confirmed it.
That'll build some character.
Yeah, then I asked him, I said, so what about, you know, if you were wearing the pants that you're wearing now? He didn't seem to be all that worked up about the uniforms.
Okay. Well, that's good then.
Yeah.
I mean,
he is a good guy, man. Holy God. I posted a story that MLB put out last year about his friend who was autistic. And it's an amazing video. And what this young man who has nonverbal autism was able to do at the age of 20 and make everybody realize that he probably is the smartest person in the room because they figured out a way for him to communicate.
Yeah.
It's a remarkable story.
Let's go to John, who's in New Jersey. What's going on, John?
Hey, I love you guys. Hey, Boomer.
Yeah.
Question for you.
Yep.
How would you feel if Matt got traded to Philadelphia?
I'd be sick to my stomach. I mean, I'd have the norovirus for 6 weeks. That's how I would feel. I mean, and if Lamarillo does that, then I'm really going to hate him.
I mean, if this caller listens to the show, you know that answer already before asking.
Right. You know, I mean, and then he's going to be united with Torts.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Okay. You know, I love Torts, but I hate him now.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way
Keith
that goes.
I told Jones that this week, by the way, because the Rangers went and beat the Philadelphia Flyers, and I sent the picture of the guy that Rempe, you know, beat up.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this made my day, Keith. Just want you to know.
Did he write you back?
He did.
What did he say? F off, Boomer?
You know, I got a little thing with him going on right now.
Little thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Mike in Astoria. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All right, Mike, what's happening, brother?
Nothing much, Boomer. I was at the game last night, the Ranger game, and let me tell you something. It's Remp Mania. Everyone is holding up signs. I don't know if you've been to the Garden since he's been called up, but it is crazy. The kids are going crazy. He's just, and he's stretching, and he knows, man. He's smiling. He's enjoying it. I'm glad he didn't fight last night because he was really bruised up. But
well, he was bruised up because of the guy that he fought in Columbus, Olivier, two nights ago.
Oh, yeah.
And Olivier actually did come out and say, hey, look, man, you got to give it to this kid. This kid is trying to make it in the game of hockey. He's got one way to really set himself apart. And there was like a real respect that came from the guy that actually beat the hell out of him in Columbus.
Yeah, and that's another thing that I I just don't understand this. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, why would you fight somebody when they have a visor and a helmet on? Because that's what, like, Rempe is fighting Olivier, and he's still got the visor on, Olivier.
Yeah, they're not allowed to take their helmets off. They can get knocked off, but they're not allowed to take their helmets off. Not that I know of. And now, by the way, Matt was the first guy, my son-in-law.
That's right. Put him over.
Put him over. Said, yeah, put him over. Said, come on, you want to go? Let's go.
Let's go. Let's get this thing going, especially at the outdoor game. Everybody's paying attention to it. The stadium series. So that was a big
one.
It's
a little bit of like insanity right now.
You think?
Yeah. Even Al knows who Rempe is.
I do.
Which is amazing.
It's just an inkling, though. It's not insanity.
It's not total insanity just yet.
If he was knocking fools out, then we'd get something.
Yeah, well,
and scoring goals.
Yeah, but, you know, listen, he is what he is. And, you know, like a guy like him, for instance, I think it's great right now in the middle of February, heading into March. He's brought a spark. He and Enstrom, the other guy, have played reasonably well together. But, you know, if they're not going to be on the ice, I do not believe in the playoffs, because the game changes.
Yep.
Now, they may be on the ice if somebody gets hurt, but I don't think you're going in thinking that that is going to be your fourth line. Maybe right now you may think that, but when we get closer to the playoffs, I think they're going to want more veteran presence in the lineup when they get started.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
He made wee in his pants.
Wee-wee in the pants.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry is here with an update and moment of the day. What's going on, Jerry?
We are brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Brought to you by Jack Pocket. And we're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. So there you have it. We got a lot going on at the Combine with the NFL. We are from all the GMs. Some head coaches. Now, some head coaches don't go. Why would you not go as a head coach? Just because you don't need to?
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's not your thing. I mean, some coaches feel like it's the GM and the scouts, and maybe some assistant coaches go. I think a lot of assistant coaches probably go just to kind of network and stay on the radar, just in case they're going to get fired next year, because that's kind of the way it goes in the NFL.
Some people are familiar with them. Yes. There was a video that was just posted a little while ago that had Tom Brady at 45 running a 40-yard dash compared to his combine video.
Okay.
He's faster.
He was faster now?
At 45, he was faster just by a hair.
Wow.
But the video was step for step. I mean, I don't think they sped it up, which makes sense. He was in great shape compared to the way he looked coming out of college. So pretty interesting.
How many people can run faster at 45 than they did at 22?
No, not many. Not many. But he, I mean, took care of himself as he got older.
Yeah.
Like, you take care of yourself better now as you've gotten older.
Yeah,
right?
But yes, 100%. But I still don't think I could run faster at
22. I think you could run faster right now than you could 5 years ago when you were hamzillaing yourself all over the place.
But 5 years ago is different.
22, right?
22 yeah, years ago.
But think about that, though. I think you're faster now than you were 5 years ago.
That's true. But 22 years is a long friggin' time.
That's true.
I mean, there's no way I'm faster now than I was in my early 20s.
Yeah, but you know, he also, for the last 15 years or so, the TB12 method and everything and working out and staying in shape and being lean and being flexible, all of those things that he has done to keep himself to where he is today, not shocking.
So we heard from Joe Shane a couple of days ago, Joe Douglas yesterday, and then a bunch of other guys around the league too, including Jason Light, who was on Sirius NFL Radio. We're hearing all about Tua. You know, what do you do with Dak with the contract? What do you do with Baker Mayfield? Will he be back in Tampa? He answered and kind of didn't answer.
I'm not taking anything for granted at all, because anything can happen. But usually when a player really wants to be with the team, which we know, and when the team really wants a player, there's a way that you can make it work. You know, it usually happens. And we happen to have several of those situations going on pretty good.
That's certainly...
They got a couple guys on defense that are getting up there that would probably like to play a few more years, and they probably want to raise. And that's where it really gets difficult. And then, of course, Baker Mayfield loved it there and played well for them. The question is, are there other teams interested in Baker Mayfield?
I'm sure. I would hope so after the way he played last year.
All right, so who would be interested in Baker Mayfield?
Well, teams that need a quarterback that... maybe their first option or second option doesn't work out the way they want, or the draft. This is why it's so hard to say this now, because there are several franchises that need quarterbacks, probably like the same ones, and only one team can get them.
So, like, Tampa's got guys like Mike Evans, who's a free agent. Baker Mayfield, free agent. I think Devin White's a free agent. So they got a number of guys that...
Kirk Cousins, free agent.
Yes, exactly.
Mike, did you say Mike Evans is a free agent?
Yes.
Okay.
Could you say that again? I wasn't really sure what you said.
It is 9:30.
Yeah.
And you know, we were talking about Tyreek Hill with the issues he's had off the field with the wife, and then the paternity issues and the paying. Justin Jefferson, I didn't realize, is being alleged to have had issues off the field with a woman too.
Yeah, and she wants payment.
Yes, and then I guess there's some recordings or text messages that were uncovered in some court documents. So,
at least he didn't run over a plus size model in his backyard.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Very good point.
Right? You're absolutely right.
That is like one of the. I'm like, what?
That was yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill story.
Mm-hmm.
I played this earlier. Dan Quinn, he's now the head coach of the Washington Commanders. He cannot wait to get going with his new club.
Why wouldn't I be fired up, man? Like, I got one of 32 jobs in the world, and, like, I plan on having a blast and kicking ass.
You think that's like all gas, no brakes, and we see the T-shirts.
Oh, God.
This summer and wherever they train, Virginia, Washington.
Yeah. What was the theme last year was Now What, which was so funny with everything that happened.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
I don't know,
remember
but I
that?
Remember it being something.
Was it really?
Yeah, he did that whole thing. It was like, yeah, and it was something like Now What or What's Next, or it was that phrase, because he did on Hard Knocks, one of those silly speeches. He's like, all right, you sack somebody, now what? You know, like, I'm almost positive.
I believe you. I'm sure you're right.
It was something like that.
I didn't watch a lot of Hard Knocks, so you're probably right about that. And then if he gets injured, and now what? Nothing, apparently. So that's the NFL story. That'll go on for a couple more days. I'm sure we'll have some more sound tomorrow from the Combine. The Rangers last night, not that they needed to get a win, but they wanted a win to bounce back from the loss over the weekend to the Blue Jackets, which snapped their 10-game winning streak. And win is exactly what they did.
Taken away by Eric Gudbranson. And he's starting to clear. He lost it. Kreider, back pass. Fox shoots. Scores!
Yeah, coaches have been wearing T-shirts that read, "Now what?" That's what it was. Which is just the funniest thing in the world.
And then they plastered it even on the walls in that one episode. Like, the hallway said, "Now what?"
Yep. It's like, "Now what? Zach Wilson!"
Boy, what a mess. That organization, I'm telling you. It is. And even like yesterday, I think, we have it here. I know Brandon was upset about the Jets. I don't know.
Nobody ruins my day like the Jets. But I woke up today and I hear it all over. I see it. And I'm like, even when I want to escape these guys, I can't. Their patheticness just swallows you up.
That was with the McCall Hardman stuff. So you certainly feel his pain. Back to the Rangers, Peter Laviolette, the team coming back after a loss.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. I think we've done a pretty good job all year of playing a team that we, you know, had recently played and not gotten the results we wanted, and coming back and putting a win in the column. So that was good to come back just a couple of days later and do that.
Right. They lost the other day. They win last night through a translator, Artemi Panarin. What was different this time around?
The coach definitely tried to whip us back into shape after Sunday. But then again, this is hockey. We were definitely a little bit tired, and it's hard to single something specific out.
And so with the win, the Rangers 40-17-3. They move 1 point ahead of Florida for the top spot in the Eastern Conference. 30 saves for Igor Shesterkin. Rangers off tonight, as are the Devils, but the Islanders skating in Detroit with the Red Wings. You've got the Knicks and Warriors tonight, Nets and Hawks as well. The Nets on the Fan at 7:20. The Lakers came back from 21 down, beat the Clippers 116-112. The huge fourth quarter sparked by LeBron James, 19 of his 34 there. Here was Tyronn Lue blowing a 21-point lead.
I feel good, man. It's over. You know, it's one game. Played well for three quarters, didn't finish the game. You know, I never, like, let one loss or a bad loss, you know, take away from what we've been doing and what we've built.
Although that is a bad loss, but they move on. You also had last night the Mavericks beat the Raptors by 11. Luka Doncic, another triple-double, 30 points, 11 rebounds, and 16 assists. And the Cavaliers, after getting that big game winner the night prior, they lost to the Bulls in double overtime, 132-123.
And, of course, the Pelicans, who drubbed the Knicks, lost last night to Indianapolis.
They did. Indiana scores a lot of points.
I know. They shoot a lot of threes, man.
It doesn't shock me. St. John's on the road at Butler with a big, big win for one happy John Minko.
Glenn Taylor Jr. rattles in another three. Glenn Taylor Jr. now 5 of 7 from distance, and St. John's ahead 82-56.
He would finish with...
It's party time.
He would finish with 17. John Minko, St. John's, Learfield Radio. They win by 23, 82-59. Here was Rick Pitino on CBS Sports Network right after the game, turning things around.
They played brilliantly. Great on defense, great on offense. We're really getting a lot better as a basketball team over the past 3 weeks, and you like to see that fundamentally.
And so with the three-game winning streak, 17-12, and now 9-9 in the Big East with that win. Seton Hall lost to Creighton, 85-64. Rutgers home for Michigan tonight on WCBS 880 at 8:15. Spring baseball, you've got the Mets tonight taking on the Astros. Jose Quintana, the start there, and the Yankees face the Marlins. Now, Scott Boras did a conference call. You know about the three-year deal that Cody Bellinger got from the Cubs, $80 million. Not what they were looking for. Here was Boras, teams cutting payroll.
We have some irregularity going on in this current market. We have close to 11 teams that are spending less money than they did a year ago on competitiveness.
And while he said he understood what the owners were doing, maybe trying to take a wait-and-see approach and see what they had in the spring, he also says it's pretty obvious what's going on.
There has been a hesitation in the Major League Auto, where they're using three gears instead of four for competitiveness.
And so clearly not the deal that they thought he would get.
The Mets.
Well, yeah, that is very true. And then also you have, which has taken social media by storm, Shohei Ohtani announced that he got married.
Oh, did he?
In the offseason, yes.
Did you see Yamamoto's highlights yesterday at all?
No, I mean, I read that he impressed.
Yeah, I saw a couple of pitches. It looked like a pitcher.
They all look like really good in spring training, but no batter.
Did Shohei Ohtani draw a picture of his wife like Hideki Matsui did?
I never
remember that.
Yes,
that was one of the greatest things ever.
I don't
engaged
think he did.
And drew a picture.
It was like a stick figure, wasn't it?
No, it was a little bit better than
a little
that.
Better,
but he held it up to the cameras and showed everybody.
My wife.
Yeah, here she is.
All right, time now for moment of the day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. All right, so last hour I played this clip of a sportscaster from WGM claiming to be the penis pioneer. Clearly, he has never heard of one Al Dukes.
Let me tell you something. I walked so you could run.
That's right.
I've been saying penis since before you could shave, which, judging by the looks of you, was yesterday. Yeah. Nobody else is doing it. For the last 10 years, you turn on this show any day of the week, I might say penis, I might say testicles.
Now, last thing I checked, there's someone around here that claims to be the penis whisperer.
Penis, speak with Agent Penis. Why don't I have Google alerts for penis, rats? Penises all around town.
Did you see the baby with the three penises?
The penis book.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Jesus.
Would I go on a penis bumper car? Probably.
You'd go on a...
A chocolate penis.
By the way, he could
would you trust to eat the chocolate penis, or would you?
He could go to 10 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Go on Amazon, put in penis cleaner, see if it comes up. I had a cramp in my penis. My penis is depressed. He lays around all day and does nothing. Detachable penis. How did work go today? Well, I ruined some guy's penis, so not.
Penis earrings.
Penis earring. Exactly. Egg-shaped penis.
Okay.
I'm only up to E, by the way. And I've skipped some.
There you go. Moment of the day.
Good stuff, Jerry. Thank you. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio.
The Whitman's penis sampler.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. This was one of the songs that they always use for the Belport High School highlight film. And every time I hear it, I just see like grainy video of one of the guys, you know, like a 7-yard gain. Another one that was a classic was Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Yes.
That was another one.
When they, we are the champions.
Well, yeah, if we won. that was 100%. But they, when they did the defense and they showed the defense, it was Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
When they show Kenver Johnson running you over.
No, that was in practice.
That was in practice. I know you didn't play basketball, but we used to warm up to the Doobie Brothers. For
Long Train Run. Burn it,
bump, bump, no, China burn Grove. It.
What's that?
China Grove.
China Grove, okay.
That was our warm-up song for our basketball team. There you go. Come out of the locker room to this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 1977 East Islip boys basketball team.
Yeah, baby! There you go. There you go, yeah.
Final score, East Islip 16, Brentwood 15.
Oh, man. Sable and Bayport had a girls' basketball game that was very, very intense.
Was there a fight?
No. There was no, but it's like it was like a lot of very physical game, very low scoring. Uh-huh. And it was like, you know, those two rival towns, man.
Yes.
And Bayport got the best of Sable. I was very, very upset. Sabrina was actually at the game. Sabrina went to go see her friend across the street, who was also a babysitter, Lucy, who was a junior on the basketball team.
Oh, really?
She went to the game.
Oh, yeah. Great.
I just dropped her off at 6 years old and said, figure it out. No, I did not. I did not.
It's a couple bucks for a Coke.
Yeah, right. Go get yourself a hot dog. Leave me alone for a little bit. No. The GM.
Yeah, but you know, how great is that, though? She goes to see her babysitter play basketball.
I think it's awesome. Perfect. And she's seen her play lacrosse, too. It's great. It's just great to have that across the street. Yeah. You know, see someone. It's like almost like a little bit of a role model.
It's a role model inspiration, yes.
Yeah. And she's got a big scholarship to play lacrosse at the University of South Florida, D1.
Nice.
Lacrosse. So I'm like, yeah, scholarship. You hear that word? Today's word is scholarship. Sabrina.
Yes.
Let's go to Robert, who's on Long Island. He wants to talk some Knicks with us. What's going on, Robert?
Good morning, everybody.
What's up, Robert?
Every single day you bring it. Load management does not apply to you.
Well, thanks, Robert.
Rumor you're busy, but every single day you bring it. I want to talk a past a little bit about Tom Thibodeau, and if I read it wrong, I apologize. This is just my opinion. In the beginning of the season, when the Knicks winning or losing was never in doubt, never, for some reason, Tom left the people in. And I realized you could get injured sleeping on a mattress wrong, falling down the stairs. Boomer, you believe in doing things the correct way or don't even bother doing it. So if you were the, I'm the owner, you're the president of basketball operations. If you agree with me and Thibodeau was doing that, what would you do? I would have him write a letter of why he did it and another letter what he's going to do to prevent it from happening again.
You know, interesting, yeah, Robert. Yes,
it is. We've often talked about Thibodeau and his rotations and leaving guys in.
Yep.
It's like we're all on the same page with this. Every game is different. Every situation is different. Every player is different.
Yeah.
But, you know, we often scream and yell about players taking games off and load management. You know, when you play for Tibbs, there is no load management.
That's right. You know, and that's been something that some people have given him credit for and some people have knocked him for. There was a game recently, too, where I think it was the game that Jalen Brunson ended up turning his ankle, which was not a big deal.
Well, they had to put him back in the game.
Yes. Right.
Because the other team was coming back.
Exactly. So he did try to do it one time, and it didn't work out.
I'm sure he's done it a few other times, too. But they're injured right now, so I don't know what to tell you. They don't have a long bench, and he's going to end up playing these guys, and hopefully Jalen Brunson comes back tonight. Tonight could be like a three-point shot fiesta.
Oh, yeah. Well, it always is with the Golden State Warriors.
Well, who's going to stop Draymond Green, right?
Well, Draymond Green's about the only guy who stops Draymond Green when he gets suspended, right? At least from doing what he does. Yeah, I heard Draymond talk about how he still feels the teams, I know he has to say this, but like they could beat anybody and they still have Steph Curry and there's not anybody they look at and say that is better than them. I loved the Warriors in their prime. I really liked them before Kevin Durant. I love the fact they won another one after Kevin Durant, but they're not beating the Nuggets.
You know, it's hard to believe. Like, they're 30-27.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd think they'd be better.
Yeah, they're in the 10th spot in the Western Conference.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I mean, they could be in a play-in series with the Lakers.
Yes.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that? Mike in Manhattan, what's going on, Mike?
It's better than them.
What's up? How you doing?
Good, Mike. Got to put your radio down, all right?
Fine. I really like
Sorry.
No problem. No problem.
What do you got?
What's up, guys? So I was at the Pistons game the other night, and I was liking Fontecchio, and I couldn't help but to think about the Italian connection and how we used to have Gallinari, and we could really use that right now. I liked the 12 points I saw out of Fontecchio, and I thought that's someone that could help us.
Yeah, DiVincenzo, Fontecchio, Gallinari. Gotta love all of it, right?
And bring in Tommy DeVito to make an appearance.
Right, Tommy DeVito.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love Tommy DeVito.
Yes.
I miss the days of Tommy DeVito.
Right.
That was the most positive thing that we had going.
What was his agent's name?
Sean Stellato.
So, I guess I could say this, right? I mean, so Sean Stellato's out there at the Combine and goes up to a friend of mine and misidentifies the friend of mine, thinking that he's somebody else.
Oh, boy.
And says to my friend that one of his clients is getting released. I would want you to see if you could sign him. So Sean Stellato went up to a friend who is not a general manager in the league, but he thought he thought he was a general manager in the league, and told him about one of his clients that's about to get to be released. And Sean Stellato was trying to say to him, would you sign my... And my friend didn't have the heart to tell him that he wasn't who he thought he was.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean he doesn't have the heart? You tell him, hey, man, I'm sorry, it's not me. No, that's not who you think it is.
Well, that's what I said.
What did he tell him? Like, yeah, I'll pick him up and sign him. It's going to be even worse.
No,
Still, I was going to, like, remember we talked to the Combine and said you were going to sign this guy? I don't remember that. You liar.
What did Peyton Manning call him?
Oh, Mr. Sleazeball or something?
Sleazeball or something. All right, so...
Slimy. Called him Slimy.
Tommy DeVito's agent, Sean Stellato, just approached me at the Combine saying, hey, blank, want to talk to you about my guy, blank. This team is about to let him go. And then my buddy says, I didn't have the heart to tell him that I was not the person who he thought I was.
But you got it. I mean, then how does that conversation go? You're just like, okay, yeah, we'll take a look at him. You can't believe
it. It just goes to show you how goofy this whole thing is.
I hope that guy's not Tommy DeVito he's talking about.
No, it was not Tommy DeVito, no.
All right, good. I gotta say, that would
there's always room for guys like Stellato because there's always going to be guys that lower tier agents are going to want to represent because they can make some money that way.
Yeah.
So, you know, not all the big agents, the Scott Boras's of the world, are going to want to represent the Tommy DeVito's of the world.
Lee Steinberg?
Yeah, those type of people, yeah.
Yeah. Who's, like, the biggest football? I mean, Lee Steinberg's pretty...
The guy down in Miami.
Drew Rosenhaus.
Yes, Drew Rosenhaus.
The Rosenhaus brothers.
Right, and then you got all these different agencies now that have all combined there.
Yeah. The one that Mike was with, IMG or whatever?
You got IMG, you got... doesn't Sean Combs have one?
P. Diddy?
P. Diddy, does he have an agency?
No, yeah, I don't know. He might. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
But Sean Stellato, he was at the St. John's game, the one, the last home game where Rick Pitino was wearing the white suit. Stellato was out there, too. A lot of drip, as what? They say. Drip.
Drip. He was dripping, huh?
Yeah,
drip. As opposed to tripping? He's dripping?
No, he's got all the drip.
That's dripping.
Yeah, see, if you're going to get, the hip language back,
yes.
Drip is one of them. Another one that the young kids are using?
Yeah.
Glazing.
Glazing.
Like when you're complimenting somebody a little bit too much.
Yep.
Be like, stop glazing, man. You glazing. Like you about Michael Penix.
Okay.
Be like, dude, stop glazing.
All right.
I'm going to start using that now. I feel like you like to glaze these quarterbacks.
Oh, some of them I do. The guy back over my right shoulder there.
Patrick, you glazed him
that guy
like
for a long time, man.
You glazed him like a donut.
You damn straight. He's like, what are my Dunkin' Donuts right there, baby?
Yeah.
Glaze them up.
I feel like you're glazing Michael Penix. You glazing Caleb Williams? I guess you, yeah.
Yeah, I've been glazing him.
You've been glazing.
Oh, snap is right.
You haven't really glazed Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix. No glaze there.
No.
It's really just Penix and Caleb Williams have been glazed.
Right.
Word?
And you like that Odunze. You glazed his ass right up.
I love Odunze.
Yes. You took a spatula out and glazed up his ass.
Love Odunze.
Yeah.
I'll be looking for that big Phoenix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.